Welcome to the Bougie Black Brother Network. Welcome to Hardwood and End Zones. This is Michael, your Bougie Black Brother. I'm here at Welcome to the Wall Podcast Studio. I got the three members up in here. And right beside me, I got my other partner in crime, Shay Omanera from the Unemployed Sports Report.
Straight from the unemployment line.
That's right. And my co-host as well, Sean.
Ew.
And we're here talking sports. We're really talking sports in reference of the NFL. And if you haven't been listening or haven't been preparing, you know there's some controversy out there. There's some opinions out there. And we definitely wanted to get dead into it right before the college season. Mm-hmm. And we got some freaking pregames and some stupid-ass trades going on. And Kaepernick and Ezekiel Elliott. But I always start our sports cast off with my resident expert, Shay Omanera.
So before I start, y'all gonna attack me, are you?
No, not physically.
Okay, well, I'm watching the NFL.
Okay.
And While I'm watching the NFL, it's like, you know, when you want to diet. What did you say? Okay.
You can go on. Go ahead.
Okay. I thought you said something about 45, but... When it's like when you have a diet, right? Mm-hmm. You try and get fit, try and have that nice summer body, whatnot. While you're driving, you pass through Popeyes, and you're like, you see that $5 Honey Crunch tender meal, and you're like, damn, I gotta get some. Like, fuck this diet, I gotta get some. So that's like me with the NFL. It's like I support everything what Colin Kaepernick is doing, but I've been watching since I was like 4 years old. But it's also too that I feel like if the players actually boycotted, it will hold more weight than if the fans do. Because if the players boycotted, that will really hurt the owners' pockets. Because these are the money makers for the owners. No. So say not like if the average Joe boycott. I'm gonna let you talk.
He want to get it all out.
Yeah. Because I know y'all going to attack me. So
no, they're not going to attack you.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So let's say if the average backup black player boycotted, then like, okay, whoop-de-doo. No big deal. Mm-hmm. But let's say it got like Cam Newton. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say like Brandon Cooks.
Keep going.
Julio Jones. Okay. Yes.
Julio is even questionable.
Exactly.
But if any of
his name is Julio Jones.
He's the top receiver in the game. So if any of these players boycotted...
He's a black Mexican, dog. I mean, yeah, that's what I'm pretty sure they could get rid of him.
That's touching two minorities that time. Yeah, not just one. Two. Yeah,
that's a
so
combo.
If he boycotted...
It's a combo meal. Right?
That is hurting Arthur Blank's pockets. It's hurting all the owners' pockets if they boycott it. So I feel like they'll hold more weight.
Okay. So the landscapers will strike too? Landscapers for the field.
Yeah, like all them strike. Not just the people like this. Like say Mercedes Benz. Like say these construction workers have been working like slaves.
And the nacho sellers.
Like slaves.
The sellers. Nacho sellers just say, "I'm not selling any more nachos."
Yeah. Then it was like, damn. Like, okay. So
Nacho people's not here.
So I was saying, like, how can we make money off Tostitos if the people making Tostitos ain't working?
Right.
Like,
I'm gonna go back to this analogy real fast,
Chaz.
Enter Chaz, a.k.a. from Welcome to the Wall. So the NFL is a toxic climate, right? You're talking about food, fast food, toxic food. When I drive past those places or walk past, I'm like, damn, that's going to make my stomach hurt. I'm not going to have a sexy summer body. No.
You think about the taste of the season of the Popeyes, right?
No, I don't.
You sure?
Okay, well, first of all, when do people fry food at home? I haven't fried food in forever.
That's why you go to fast food and get that.
No,
get that
Chick-fil-A, that's not,
get that spicy deluxe.
No, no.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, exactly. So just like the same Bojangles, you know?
Oh, wow. So the same thing with NFL is like, I look at it different, just me personally. It's not like a habit to quit. It's more like,
a necessity.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
So back to his analogy. Mm-hmm. when I see churches or Popeyes, the first thing that comes to my mind is high blood pressure, diabetes,
Hey, that's not fair.
What is it? diarrhea?
I'm 24. That's not fair. I don't think about those things right now.
And you should, but those are the things that are easy to give up. Just like sports are easy to give up because there's more important things in this world to be thinking about than just saying, oh, it's okay. Because Trump wants to close off the borders. That's okay. I still go to Mexico to have my vacation in Cancun. It doesn't matter if he closed the borders. That's a moral issue. So if you're saying, I'm okay with that, you're saying morally, it doesn't really matter. So morally, I'm okay. I can eat chicken, and damn, my blood pressure's higher than a motherfucker. But I just smelled it, and I had to have it.
And look, I want to. This goes to Shay and Sean. Can we talk about watchability? Just how do you get past the commercials? I can't stand the NFL, like modern NFL kickoff commercial, touchdown commercial, punt commercial. Like, are you seriously? You
can't get that up? Well, I studied advertising in school, so that's kind of like kind of my thing.
I don't study that shit. That's right. You, Mr. Marketing Face. It's like, I can't stand that shit. It's so much. It's this shit is like chock full of to me. Maybe I'm tripping. I mean, what y'all think? Colin Kaepernick aside, just you know.
Well, I just think the league is a big soap opera, man. I mean, both leagues, NBA and the NBA, NBA and the NFL, I'm sorry, are both soap operas. And of course, with soap operas come commercials. You know, you got to market, you got to sell stuff. You know what I'm saying? I don't watch TV, but one of the main reasons why, as I've grown, I don't watch TV is because of commercials. You know, it just takes away from what I want to watch. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I literally can't stand that first YouTube commercial. I put it on the plate. No, check it out though. I got it on the four, right? Yeah. So I put Desus and Mirror on and it'll give me the 30 seconds and I'll cut it off and it'll give me another 30 seconds and I cut it off. So like the first 3 seconds, I'm always cutting it off before it gets to even 15 seconds. So I done did it 30 times just to not look at the commercial. And then I got to turn around and look at the commercial anyways, right? Because I just did it 30 times, which cut it to a minute. So, I mean, at the end of the day, man, you can knock the companies, but you can't knock them trying to advertise to the people watching the show. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not knocking that, but I'm just like, on top of all the questionable moral ambiguity from leadership, ownership of the league, I then got to be like, damn. Wait a minute. 10 minutes went by. There's no football. KSL football.
How they get paid.
I know people. Good point. I know people. I used to work at State Farm. Mm-hmm. State Farm is not a good company to work for. Damn. On the out, really? Looking in. On the outlook,
allegedly,
it's good.
So good. Allegedly.
Commercials look good. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. These big Fortune 500 companies aren't really the best companies to work for. You know what I'm saying? Unless you just old as hell, blah, 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 yada, yada, yada. But
shots fired.
But to your point, you know what I'm saying? I'll go into the job, and people hate their job. People dislike their job. People dislike their managers. People dislike the VPs. But guess what? They are too stuck in their ways to say, you know what? I'm going to look for another job. Or you know what? I'm going to take myself out of this uncomfortable situation and try to find something that's going to better my happiness. The same thing going on with the NFL, man. People don't want to risk nothing that they have for nobody.
True.
Period.
True.
For nobody. So we can you can say, oh, yeah, these young dudes need to protest. But to your point, Julio Jones ain't making no bread. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, $3 million, $6 million compared to a baseball player, compared to
and that's why they need to protest, because they're not making as much compared to other sports.
Wait.
Look, when you're over smart, let me tell you how they filter these Malcolm X players nowadays.
Oh, shit.
They catch them. High school, they catch them their first year of college. So they don't get to the league. So those protests, this light-skinned Kaepernick, he slid through and got through the league. players aren't allowed to do that. They filter them before they get to the league.
True.
You know what I'm saying?
No, so I say the Michael Bennett, Martellus Bennett, they're more progressive than an average NFL player.
But that's the education that got them there. They were smart enough not to say nothing when they got to the league. Then they won a ring.
Yep.
Then they showed their education. You know what I'm saying? It's again, man, we living in a white America. You know what I'm saying? So it's only so much that we're going to be able to do under their umbrella. You know what I'm saying? Unless, like Big Three, we make our own league. But I don't think we're going to enjoy it because it's going to be too many old people.
I digress. So,
I don't want to see my favorite players break their leg just because they're playing at 50 years old. I'm just saying.
So overall, it's about money. If you take away the protests, you take away the cops are killing black people, you take away the alt-right is saying we are risen because of who's in power, it's all about money. So let me give you a quick example about the impact of what's going on with the NFL. Every year I got the NFL ticket. When it started, I always got the NFL ticket.
The TV? Sunday like sports ticket. Package.
Sunday, yep. Okay. And I get every single game. Okay. This year, they said, are you getting it? And this was like 2-3 months ago. I said, fuck no.
Wow.
Guess what? We giving it to you for free this year.
Oh.
They giving it to me for free.
So what does that imply? What does that
say? So what that implies is I'm not the only one.
Yeah.
So, and that's money. Second, they're going to know if I'm watching. I can talk shit all I want, but if I'm watching it, they said, motherfucker protesting, but he's watching the game. Line and sinker. He's part of the statistics. So guess what? I'm not watching it. They'll know, damn, we gave it to for free, and he still didn't watch it. I'm not. I'm just not going to watch it. So there's an impact for what's going on in small increments, but the more that is, it's about the money. How do you affect their money? You can affect their money morally. You can affect their money by saying, I refuse to deal with your advertisers. Back to your commercials. I can refuse to do these. The power of social media is starting to pressure that. And as you pressure that, it makes a change. Now, if they make a change and say Kaepernick is in, then that still won't mean much because they're going to say, let's appease people to get them to watch. Mm-hmm. What are your policies is going to do? What are the policies when a black player does something and y'all go all in on his ass? Mm-hmm. You know, Sean and I talked about it, and Sean made a great point that these owners sat around and was like, look, none of you motherfuckers better hire him. And some of them was like, but I need a quarterback. Fuck that. You find someone else, but you better not do him. And then all Jay those
Cutler.
Lead players.
Jay fucking Cutler. I could.
And that's what happened, though.
Are you serious? He got injured in training camp.
Wait,
he did? Yeah, he's done for the season, right?
No.
That was Tannehill. Tannehill.
That's why they signed Jay Cutler.
Yeah, that's another.
Which they could have signed Colin Kaepernick, exactly. And if you look, they got a running back, Jay Ajayi. You got Colin Kaepernick, Jay Ajayi. That's a combination.
Yeah, that
right
was
there.
A hell of a combination. But he's injured too, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
So well, what about Baltimore?
And Baltimore needed a backup quarterback for Joe Flacco.
No, they need to replace Joe Flacco.
Well, they really do, but they were looking for a backup quarterback for
Joe Flacco.
And Colin Kaepernick came up. And actually, John Harbaugh, brother of Jim Harbaugh, Kaepernick's former coach.
He knows,
he wanted to sign Colin Kaepernick, but the owner...
Is that the official report?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This is what John Harbaugh said. He said this to the press.
And it came from Shay, so it has to be true.
Colin Kaepernick, but the owner rejected it. The John Harbaugh, the GM, Ravens GM, wanted to sign Colin Kaepernick. The owner rejected it.
Because of, quote-unquote, distraction, off-the-field issues.
And our fans really not comfortable.
And the fans were protesting for them to sign him.
You think with Baltimore, all the race relations they're dealing with, you think perfect. Colin Kaepernick would be perfect for Baltimore Ravens.
Now, wait. Sean, are you watching or not?
Oh, no. I don't need to get into that. I got a whole season of basketball that I can enjoy.
Exactly.
So you sitting out?
Oh, yeah. Why not?
Okay.
I mean,
okay.
So about the college football.
I mean, if anything, I might... depending on how well I'm impressed by what Marshawn Lynch do.
Got to check out the Raiders.
No, not check them out. Just buy a Marshawn Lynch jersey, though.
Okay, I got you.
You know what I'm saying? So, definitely
you
got
to go buy
a Marshawn
Lynch apparel.
Jersey.
I mean, look. I'm not going to watch the game. But, you know, I got to say sexy. And part of that is part of that is hat game. And hat game is, you know, I got to buy some shit with a team on it.
I'm just saying, if you're
with a choking
team,
Falcon, though.
One Falcon hat, two Raiders hats. And so here's my new order. I'm going to get Falcon, the Raiders, a Blackhawk, and some other shit. Oh, a Braves hat. Just for fashion purposes. Not for sports purposes, but for fashion purposes.
Big Baller Brand, too. Look at Sean.
Big Baller Brand. Yeah. Big Baller Brand is technically a black-owned business.
Technically, yes, it is.
Technically.
Yes, I can't get the shoes. That's like $500, but I'll get the hat.
I can't afford the shoes.
I just can't.
I'm going to skip the season in terms of watching the NFL. I will buy some apparel, but I'm going to just do all college football if I watch.
Interesting. As far as apparel, I mean, like I said, man, Marshawn is really going to have to stunt to where he's on the news because, I mean, ESPN is really not going to be what I'm reaching for either. So if I do hear and see Marshawn Lynch, it's going to be like, oh, man, he done popped up on my social media page. Oh, he's on the Shade Room clowning. He's on the Bleacher Report going stupid. Like, then that would. But, you know, as far as apparel, man, I got you. I totally understand what you're saying. Mm-hmm. Me, after Trilogy wins the championship, I'm going to buy 2 Big 3 hats because that's just what I do and that's what I follow. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Right. And then you can't go wrong with a black business. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Personally. So, you know, and it's always and another thing. Don't feel like you have to fuck with the league just because you're conditioned to do it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can get a hat. You can get a fire ass hat that don't got nothing to do with the league for fashion. You know what I'm saying? Like, I bought this Baller Brand hat for fashion. You know what I'm saying? And also to show people that I'm one of the first ones to not be afraid to represent this man. You know what I'm saying? Because the reason why I say I'm one of the first, because you don't see Baller Brand hats, hoodies, and shirts out here. You know what I'm saying?
Not a lot.
You're going to have to, like, oh, snap.
Look for it.
Yeah. Oh, snap. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I want to be one of those old snaps.
But I want to back you up just a little bit. Are we skipping ESPN, too?
For me, personally, I know how ESPN works.
So, what do you mean?
ESPN got a lot of black reporters, and that's why I support ESPN over Fox Sports.
Now.
I support ESPN.
And so, ESPN isn't...
Come on.
Under NFL.
It's Disney.
So, I don't know if I'm going to religiously say, ooh, let me see how
the
games work.
Look at SportsCenter at 6. You got Michael Smith and Jamel Hill. You got... It's unheard of to have two black sports analysts in a primetime show.
You're right.
Yep.
ESPN is progressive. It's one of the
progressive.
Main... No. Okay, I won't use that. Yeah, let's scratch that, but... In terms of mainstream companies, ESPN is up there in terms of diversity.
They're aware. They're aware of transitions.
Yeah.
They're aware of the transition.
They're smart enough. They're smart enough to get that.
They're the same owners with the NFL. Yeah. For me personally, because most of those people on ESPN, other than Bomani Jones, because he's the man, other than Wilbon, because he's the motherfucking man.
Yep.
Other than them two. Everybody else borderline coons, if not coons.
Oh, damn.
Nah, hell no.
Damn. Stephen A. Smith is the coon.
He is the coon.
The coon.
He's the king of the coon. He's the king. ESPN.
Can we pause? So I'm the casual sports person here. When I watch Stephen A. Smith, I think almost wrestling. Like, it's a scripted. He's a character.
It is scripted.
Like, this is ridiculous. How can...
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Is this real? LeBron James, he's a, you know what I'm saying? Like, is this real?
He knows he's allowed to talk about black people, and he's not allowed to talk about women and white people.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So he.
That's a character.
This is despicable. He's doing drugs with weed. You'd be like, bruh, come on. Tony, you know what I'm saying? And then Jay says Cutler. Nothing about Jay Cutler. You know what I'm saying? Like.
Come on.
He says a lot about Jay Cutler.
But can we be honest, though? I personally enjoy when he does the soft, like when he starts off slow. Look, I know Jay Cutler.
He's like a brother to me.
He's a friend of me.
I know Jay Cutler for 10 years.
He's a personal
he's
friend.
He's a good man. Then he just goes crazy.
His mom's
the Miami Dolphins deserve to sign this man.
Man, look.
So if you're going to listen to anybody, check out Shannon. Shannon
Sharp.
Sharp. Yeah, he's Sharp. Really.
So we're talking about undisputed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So he's really. He's just going to give it to you.
But, okay.
He can barely talk sometimes.
The thing about Fox Sports in general is unless you're an athlete, you're not, or like that. Yeah, unless you're an athlete or a coon, like that fat black reporter.
Jason Whitlock.
Jason Whitlock, yes. Unless you're that, you're not going to get hired as a black person.
No.
I got that.
Is Skip Bayless, are we cool with him? Was he? I thought he was questionable for some of his. Again, I didn't know he was playing the character when he was on ESPN.
Both
He got tired of playing the character.
He would say some questionable like.
Yeah, he had to play. Yeah. He got tired of playing with the coon. You know what I'm saying?
So
that's why he left.
But it was a character. Because it was some extreme.
Right. He couldn't necessarily call him out. On first take.
He was that character before Stephen A. Smith when they had cold pizza. Yeah. Before it was always that character.
Exactly. But when the coons started over when they rubbed the coons back and said, "Hey, you keep talking about black people.
Yep.
You know, just make it sound good." You know what I'm saying? Then he sat there like, "Hey, bro, this is getting out of hand."
No, when it came to Tim Tebow, Stephen A. Smith absolutely roasted Tim Tebow. I feel like when it comes to this comes to talking bad about players, Stephen A. Smith just doesn't discriminate.
It just happens.
Most of the players they talk about are black athletes.
It just happens, because
the best athletes are black athletes. So that's what they're going to talk about.
Damn, who's some probabilities, some stats.
Who are you going to talk about? Jimmy Corbett?
Can you remind
me? JJ Redick? Colin Corbett?
Who Ben Roethlisberger is? Can you remind me who Ben Roethlisberger is?
Two-time assault. Case.
Thank you.
Right.
So,
does that ever come up?
I thought so.
So, I
love the Giants, but the kicker.
Oh, Josh Brown.
The kicker.
Stephen
was beating the shit out of his wife. And that didn't come up.
No, Stephen A. Smith definitely brought that up. I remember that.
It didn't come up until the last portion of, we got to do something about it. Then it became a topic. Stephen A. ain't going to touch anything when it deals with white people. He is not going to do it unless the subject is brought up.
He was the first thing to talk about how black coaches, how little they get hired in the NFL. He was the first thing to talk about this.
This was shortly after.
Lovie Smith, for example.
This was shortly after he got bashed and got suspended for saying what he said about the women.
What did he say?
I don't encourage domestic violence.
But when it comes to women, I agree with you on that. Yep. Stephen A. Smith.
Wait, he said that?
When it comes to women, I agree with you on that.
In a lump sum. That's what he said.
He did.
So,
and then after that, it was like, he apologized. He apologized on TV. I'm sorry for these views that I was giving, you know. Got a job back. You know what I'm saying? Then right after that, he started going stupid hard on black folks.
But there's a female, Michelle Beadle.
Okay.
And when he said that, she stepped out on his ass. And then he said something again. And then he had to apologize to her. So he kept on. He is allowed to do that. But they was like, we got to suspend you again. But don't worry, we'll bring you back. Because we need a nigga like that. We need a coon ass to come back. He's that guy for them.
So we can just say, is everyone here anti-ESPN? Because I don't have cable. I'm like one of those, you know, I'm cord cutting.
Yeah, I definitely got a homeboy who got a DirecTV that I definitely, like one of my Bangladesh homeboys was like, hey, bro, I got a login for DirecTV from one of the owners of DirecTV.
What?
Hey, what? Man, I still use it. The only part about it is I can't watch FS. But other than that. Yeah, I watch it on all my devices.
Bro, I don't have.
But I still don't watch ESPN like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm a faithful YouTube fan.
It's a now and then. It's not, got to sit down.
Yeah.
6 o'clock or whatever. I always use
the only time I legitimately watch ESPN is when the basketball game is on or I'm in the vicinity when Wilbon is on. That's it. Because him and the Jewish dude, I fuck with him. You know what I'm saying? I fuck with him. He might not. If anybody else was in there, that Jewish motherfucker would go stupid hard and he would have some real borderline rhetoric. You know what I'm saying?
Rhetoric.
Yeah.
But.
Not analysis, but rhetoric.
I'm trying to tell you what these. Anyways, Mike Wilbon checks that. You know what I'm saying? He's very educated, bro. He really checks that. And I haven't seen him do no coon shit.
I didn't know ESPN was so borderline racist.
It's a corporation. Understand what a corporation is. A corporation says, I want who I want. I'm going to hire who I want.
Right.
And if you don't look like me, I make these decisions.
I don't know. I just feel like me being an aspiring sports reporter, I'm seeing more people that look like me on ESPN than I'm seeing on.
Because they got to. I heard it. It's 2030. The majority of the United States will be what?
Not
minorities.
Yeah. Let me tell you.
Minorities.
There's another stat that there's 60% of black males are unemployed. And ESPN knows that. And that's why they do First Take and shit.
In the morning time, during
the 10 and 12 hour.
If I'm not working.
Statistically, ESPN knows that. Mm-hmm. And they feed off of that. And they get their ratings.
So what about the primetime show, SportsCenter at 6?
So that's the people who come home from work.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So they split up the two black hosts on that.
But they're two black hosts.
Because they was popular doing that mid-range. Because when it was His and Hers, I recorded them until I got home.
That was like at 4 o'clock in the
But no, it was about like 1.
But
now since they're at 6, that's when the white people are getting home. Since if you're talking about
their That's why ratings are still the same at 6 o'clock. So check these stats, man. ESPN ratings have not fluctuated in a way to where they would say, you know what? Those two are making ESPN at 6 o'clock better. Read it. Look it up. Google it.
It's there.
Stabilizer.
It's just they wanted improvement because they had improvement with a time slot that they were in before. So they figured those people will jump from that. But
at 1 o'clock,
they're not going to come.
At 2 o'clclock, 1 o'clock
to 6 o'clock.
I gotta, if I'm unemployed, I got to go get me something to eat by 1:30. So I'm
definitely. My homeboys come home and they're like, I got to hang up with my man. You know, he got the money.
So from 2 o'clock to 8 o'clock, I'm gone. You know what I'm saying? I don't watch ESPN at 6 o'clock. That's what personally baffled me. I was like, y'all going to be on at 6? All right, I'll check it out. You know what I'm saying? Because y'all on. You know what I'm saying? But then it was like, oh, it's 6:30. It's 7 o'clock.
It becomes an inconvenience.
You know what? I'll just come when the game come on. You know, so I feel like they're setting them up for failure, unfortunately. Mm. Kind of like the big three. You know what I'm saying? Things are kind of being in place to where it's like, okay, we're giving you the perception of success, but we don't want you to succeed. You know what I'm saying? And I personally believe that 6 o'clock slot ain't shit.
It ain't.
The 8 o'clock slot, you fuck with me.
Ezekiel Elliott.
Okay. Okay.
Well, some news came out.
Allegedly. So apparently, Ezekiel's girlfriend was
white, right?
Yep.
Okay, just making sure.
Damn.
Just making sure.
We had to be sure.
Just making sure.
I mean, she wasn't black, so you gotta say it.
Oh, he's fucking with her?
I mean, would this actually go to court if it was a black woman?
I don't think so.
Thank you. You know what I'm saying? Let's just put it out there.
What the white woman said, they're gonna believe me because I'm a white woman, and they're not gonna believe you because you're black.
Sure. That's the quote? Yep, that was the quote. Uh-huh. That was the quote. Well, all right, so allegedly, go ahead.
Shit, I fucked up what I was about to say. I was listening to the sports radio on the way home, and they were like, she was texting a friend, hey, if the ax, tell him he beat me, and I'm going to use, like, you know, just on some old, like, blackmail type shit. Blah, blah, blah. You know, I'm going to ruin your career, this and that. But if he's goofy, messing with some goofy chick, I'm kind of like, that kind of changes the story.
No, he brought himself. He, like, honestly, Ezekiel Elliott should have got suspended, but suspended 6 games is absolutely ridiculous for not having any proof, not having any physical evidence. I mean, Ray Rice, for example, he had video evidence, and he got suspended less. Greg Hardy had guns, like, in a bedroom, like, surrounded with a woman. He got suspended less. Tom Brady got suspended about 4 games for having alleged football. So,
and
I say because of that, like Goodell, he knew he backed himself into a corner.
Oh, so the commissioner and the owners judge the suspension?
Well,
right?
It's mostly the commissioner.
But the commissioner usually calls his homeboys because I heard Goodell ain't shit. Rumor has it. You know what I'm saying?
Goodell does this to try to get approval of the owners. Like, he suspended Brady last year for right. four games to get the approval of the other owners because okay. the other owners felt like he was favoring the Patriots, although I tend to disagree. But he was, but that's why he suspended him for four games. So now he's suspending Ezekiel Elliott for six games and more to send a message that, oh, I'm not going to play about this one. And the fact that he knows if he suspended him less, like say for like two games or something, then you're going to have people say like, oh, he did domestic violence again. He suspended for two games. So he's just trying to send a message for six games, but you have no evidence, no proof. And the fact that he suspended Brady for four games, I felt like that factored in. So if he suspended him for, like, say, two games, the argument is he's going to suspend the guy who deflated footballs for more games. And he suspended the guy
like, what's
that
consistent?
Had domestic violence.
Right, right, right.
Yeah.
There is
but
none.
It's not about this. Well, it's not about him suspending him for 6 years. It's about Goodell making incompetent decisions. He doesn't know what to do, and he should get impeached as a commissioner.
You got a good point.
Yeah, I really. Impeachment. When it comes to Ezekiel Elliott, on one hand, I'm like, it sucks because what there were you don't want to attack a victim because this happened to a loved one. You don't want people to be like, oh, you know, your sister or right, your
right.
niece,
right?
Or, she's lying. She's just after his money. But at the same time, you're like, dude, why would you put yourself in
that situation?
Just for putting himself in the position, get suspended two games. That's what I should. That's what I would do. Suspend him for two
like,
games.
To me, again, I'm not really against any suspension. I'm more so on some life shit. Like, bro, why would you try to lose if this shit goes to like trial or something? If this shit gets real, like, fortunately, it doesn't look like that's going
to
be.
It's
going
to go to trial, right?
But I mean, you could end up like any other dude and be like, oh shit. I was a football player, like Gronk, without the murder. You know what I'm saying? Where it's just like your future was bright, and you just fucked it up.
What do you mean Hernandez? Don't talk about Gronk, Hernandez.
Oh yeah, my bad. Like, yeah.
Don't talk about Gronk. No,
the big muscle tight end who's
hung himself allegedly.
That's another
allegedly.
One.
Yeah. Allegedly,
they gonna call this shit sports conspiracy.
No, but even if you look at it that way, I just.
Like
it's just if I'm driving down the street and I get pulled out of my car and shot, they say, why was he driving that way? Why did he have his music up loud? You saying that he's making bad choices, but in that initial point, how would he know that's a bad choice?
I mean, I'm thinking the character of the woman he's dealing with. But
so, there's some.
But again, yeah. I mean. Come on, dog. Let's get back to realistic facts here.
Right.
All right. Let's say your name is Ezekiel Elliott. How smart are you really?
Not really that smart.
Let's just
I want
right
to give
there.
Him the benefit of the doubt. I want to give him the benefit of the doubt.
He wears tube tops. You know what I'm saying? So your name is Ezekiel Elliott. You light skinned. You wear tube tops. You got curly hair. You look like The Weeknd. And white girls love you.
This guy ate confetti after Ohio State won a national championship. Yeah, he ate confetti. He ate confetti.
So,
this guy's not really that smart. Let's be honest.
So we can.
Okay, I play for the Dallas Cowboy. I got a white girl.
So
Dan Prescott's my quarterback. I love him very much.
My offensive line very good. Give me 5 yards carry.
5 yards of carry. I get bonus. I catch a ball.
Jerry Jones pay me money.
I run the ball. Damn.
Damn.
So unfortunately, you know, let's just say hypothetically speaking, he does have a brain in his head. He's still a football player. And he's still a man. You know what I'm saying? So a football player with women galore.
Here's the context I'm thinking of. Y'all heard of the JJ Redick contract? Apparently he has a contract where if he gets a chick pregnant or something, by signing this document, you agree that you will not come after me for child support or blah 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 blah. He has like this whole thing.
JJ Redick?
JJ Redick.
I believe more than JJ Redick guy. I believe JJ Redick got that from somebody.
But I'm just saying. It can't,
JJ Redick.
It was posted on social media. So,
gotcha.
So I'm
okay.
Like, I'm just thinking, I would hope athletes passes information on to each other, especially you have a successful season like Ezekiel Elliott. Hey, you know, just
they don't
watch
listen.
Out.
They don't listen. They don't listen.
Yeah, I mean,
they got the fame, the money.
It goes to their head. I get it.
They don't listen. That's not going to happen to me. It's always, that's not me.
And think about Ezekiel Elliott. It's just like he's just one of the troubling black people that got pigeonholed into playing football their whole lives.
Exactly. And
coaches crammed into their heads that football is the end all be all, so they don't think about anything else. They don't educate themselves about anything else. So why Ezekiel Elliott might be one of the one-of-a-kind running backs in football, he's just not educated in other life aspects to think about these things.
Like avoiding rape charges?
He don't know how to even do that.
How do you avoid that?
He don't even know how to do that. Like you can avoid it. No. That is avoidable.
Yeah. No. But in his mind, how does he avoid that? Because not it's go not to in the his club. Mind to avoid that.
Yeah, he would literally have to not go to the club. He would literally have to sit himself in the gym all night to focus on his game because he's young, bruh. He's got money. He was the best running back last year. You can't tell this man nothing.
Especially in Texas.
You can't tell him nothing. He's the shit in Texas. In Dallas, and he's really the shit in Texas.
He's in Dallas. Plays for the Cowboys. No. America's team.
It's not America's team.
I don't agree either, but I mean, they're the most popular team in the NFL, and I'm a Patriots fan, and I'm saying that.
They've been shitty.
The fact that he's the best player on that team.
How many playoff games they won in the last 10 years?
I'm right in the choir with you, but I'm saying the Cowboys have the most non-home-based fans in the NFL.
Oh, do they?
Still.
Boy.
Still.
Yes. And he's the best player on that team.
Because that's how they're promoted.
So just marketing. Going back to marketing.
Yeah. But before the Carolina Panthers was even around, yeah. Charlamagne the God said this. He said he was a Dallas fan because he didn't have a team to root for.
Just
and,
expansion.
And then back then, it was just
demographics, geography, and before expansion teams.
Some.
Okay.
Some. I'm not going to say all because I know, like you said, to your point, man, I know a lot of people who's from Baltimore who are Dallas fans. It's like, I've always been a Dallas fan. My daddy was a Dallas fan. Yep. So yep. I carried on the legacy of a Dallas fan. You know what I'm saying?
I see about five
and
people.
And that's why people are still going to watch football.
Yeah.
That's why people are still going to watch football.
You got New York fans. Mm-hmm. I got cousins who are Dallas fans. And they live in New York.
What?
Said, are you fucking crazy?
That's NFC East shit.
I got cousins who are Cowboys fans, and they're in Massachusetts, where the Patriots play. Like, seriously. And they're Cowboys fans.
That's just crazy.
Unbelievable.
But because of the marketing and popularity and tradition in the family, they're going to follow the Cowboys. They're just going to do it.
I give you a perfect example. Yeah. We grew up using Aquafresh toothpaste. When I left the house, guess what I'm using?
Aquafresh.
You know what I'm saying? Unless a white person is real racist on social media, then I say, okay, I'm not using the Aquafresh no more. But it's been embedded in my head because my parents got it. And that's the best toothpaste for me because my parents got it. So when it comes to sports, unfortunately, it's the same way.
And speaking on that, like I was saying with Ezekiel Elliott, that's been embedded in his head that football is the end all be all.
Exactly.
So he's just not educated on many things. Like I was on a football team too. So I saw my teammates thinking like
a lot of dummies.
When I told them like, yo, I don't think I want to be on this team next year. Cause like, why? Cause like I'm not getting playing time. So I might as well focus on other things. And they looked at me like either I wasn't tough enough or that like, you're going to be a quitter, going to quit on your brothers. I'm like, y'all not my brothers. Y'all not related to me. Like, hey, I'm trying to focus on myself.
Cold blooded, bro. This is cold blooded.
Damn, brother. I don't know you. Fucker.
That's
what the fuck you coming up in my face?
That's what I'm saying. I'm trying to focus on myself. Okay. Like y'all niggas over here getting F's in class. Right. I'm taking
field trips.
There was only like three or four people on that team that like I saw like, okay, they could play college football. Everybody else were even Division II or like nothing at all. So I'm like, look, you know football's not the end all be all.
They believe.
Just because coaches kept cramming to your heads that you got to go to summer training. Mm-hmm. You got to work as hard as you possibly can.
Pay this extra money.
Weight training every
pay this extra
class.
Money.
You know
and
what?
Y'all got to think about football.
I actually do have an issue with college football.
What now?
The coach. So coaches getting paid.
Oh yeah,
we gotta talk. Yeah. So I'm
exactly, and that's what I'm saying.
My
that's
school,
what I'm saying.
I think, is D1, technically, but you know we're garbage. I admit that, but I still have an issue with the big schools. How can your students get little stipends, have no money, and you get paid millions of dollars a year in the fucking salary?
Some of them get paid more than NFL coaches. Exactly. Some of them get paid more than NFL.
That's why they ain't going to leave.
Yeah. And then you know what these coaches do? They'll tell these players to take all these supplements to get bigger, even though it's not good for them in the long term, like creatine.
Play when
like
you're
all
injured.
These pills. Like,
play when you're injured.
Yeah, play when you're injured. Yep, exactly, exactly. Like, I know a player who got drafted in the NFL. I believe he's on a training camp roster. Don't remember what team because he's been bounced from team to team. Mm-hmm. I don't think I want to name drop his name, but I played with him from high school. And I remember he used to be like, he was a lanky tight end, like a skinny, lanky tight end. Also a basketball player, too.
Okay.
I see this dude's college picture, right? And his head got bigger. I don't know how that was even possible. But it wasn't just his body that got bigger. His head got bigger. So I'm like, dude, what are you taking? I'm like, he went from having like one of those like skinny bodies, like skinny head. But
Kevin
like,
Durant body all the way to a LeBron.
Exactly. Like, yeah. Not even LeBron. He got like a
Ray Lewis.
Exactly. He had like a Ray Lewis body. His head got even more swollen. It didn't look natural, but like all these supplements they tell you to take. I said this myself in high school football. Even if I was like a star defensive end or something, I was not playing college because I don't believe in taking creatine. I don't believe in taking all these supplements in my body because I know it's not good for me.
You giving yourself more ammunition.
And I didn't want to become a vegetable either.
But you're giving yourself more ammunition to boycott the NFL then. Because look at what people have to do to fucking get there.
You got a good point. You got a good point.
Yeah. The NFL sounds terrible
like,
now.
Turn that shit. He loading the gun, but he like, hey, I got to watch it, though.
Yeah.
I got to watch it, though. What you doing with the gun? Oh, we going to boycott, right? I just got it in my phone, though. So he don't have a gun in his hand.
I don't know.
Boykind with his phone in the other hand watching the Dallas game.
The official NFL app.
Hey, yo, if my team was the Atlanta Falcons or Cleveland Browns, and like, okay, I could boycott. Well, your team's like the five-time Super Bowl champions who just recently beat the Atlanta Falcons 28-3.
Yeah,
remember
we just
that?
Keep throwing and, it out, right?
I mean, it's kind of hard to just go cold-blooded after your favorite team won the Super Bowl championship.
So if your team is hot, then it's like...
And it's not like my bandwagon team either. It's my hometown team. This is
there's
where
only like
with.
Five good
it's
NFL like teams.
Right.
Like, it's easy for a lot of people to boycott.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. But my team has to be the best team
not.
In the NFL. It's
kind of
like
really
hard to like say like, okay, like I just watched my team win the Super Bowl. And now like I'm so mad with Colin Kaepernick. Like, they're not signing Colin Kaepernick. I'm so mad about that that I'm just not even going to watch my favorite
team. I will say this about the Patriots. If Tom Brady got hurt and they fucking got Kaepernick.
I would be I would get a Kaepernick jersey first thing.
Yeah. Like, you know it's going to be some beastly shit. I got to give Belichick his credit.
And it'll go full circle, right? Because Robert Kraft apparently was a Trump supporter.
Yeah.
Brady was like Trump's best friend. Well, I guess at one point they're not friends anymore.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
No, he didn't come. No, he's not friends anymore. My boy Brady ain't friends anymore.
They still going to
like, nah, Jay, like nah.
So he knows Brady.
Trump knows Trump Brady. Still got Brady's number. Don't get it twisted.
Yep.
He was supporting for his brother Brady Moss.
He be texting him.
He was like, yo,
what you doing?
Yo, Brady. Don't fuck with him like that.
Hey, Brady. Hey, I'm going to come to the game. Hey, make sure you give me some tickets there. I'll be in the booth. I'll be on the booth.
They having to trade Jimmy Garoppolo and then sign Colin Kaepernick as a backup. I'm getting that jersey. And it will just come full circle.
Boston and Colin Kaepernick. Really?
Hey, Boston, what you say. I know mainstream media says this, but Boston.
Bill Russell?
They got a good fan base.
Bill Russell?
And some areas are definitely progressive. I mean, like, honestly.
Some areas.
Okay, yeah.
I admit there is an area.
Shouts out to Stoneham, Massachusetts. I know, like, my cousins there got racially profiled.
I'm sure.
They
Boston?
Like, in terms of
obviously. Boston?
I mean, we're talking about Boston.
We're talking about Massachusetts.
Explain,
but then again, we live in Georgia. They're a blue state. We're a red state. So what does that say about us?
So Georgia's becoming purple. Because it's right in between now. They becoming purple.
You Massachusetts? You would know that if you lived in Powder Springs or Dallas, Georgia.
Yeah.
I mean...
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, and the city of Atlanta, yes. Because city of Atlanta, like...
The city, right. There's a difference between Georgia and the city. The city of Atlanta is filled with us, but...
It has a lot of implants,
the outskirts is definitely...
And it's concentrated. So you got the concentration of so many people in these areas, even the surrounding there. that's causing it to be purple, not South Georgia or anywhere else.
You go to something like that Tombsboro or Valdosta or some shit.
Yeah, you
like,
get that shit where? Up
like,
down there.
Like, we don't care about these black people here. Like, we
want Statesboro's in Valdosta. Statesboro love black people. Don't hey. What the white girls love black people.
I said Tombsboro, not Statesboro.
Oh, Tombsboro.
The wrong borough right there.
There you go.
Yeah, Tombsboro. Like,
no, but you said Valdosta, and then, you know, no. Statesboro's in Valdosta.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, Valdosta, like, my brother got stopped by a racist cop and asked if the car was stolen. So
After the car was stolen.
No, he asked if the car was stolen.
I thought you said your brother stole the car and got away.
He was like,
is this car stolen? Yeah. Oh, okay. You can go.
I thought so.
You can go. I just wanted to make sure.
Be careful.
Yeah. The thing was, he got stopped for apparently speeding. Although he was actually going under the speed limit highway.
Well, the same thing happened to me, but that was with the black cop in the cab.
Eastside police do not hate. Yeah, Eastside police hate black people.
In my case, I think it was like a ticket quota. So, you know.
They all about that.
You know.
Yeah, that's why I'm not moving back to Eastside because of that. Because black policemen treat you like shit, bruh.
Really?
It's the power, bruh.
Man.
Get that
power grab.
What is just terrible experiences, bro. Truly. I'm sitting in front of my door with an old lady. It's just horrible, bro. It's just horrible, horrible experiences, man. So it's so awful. We're talking about something completely different. But yeah.
NFL.
Fuck the NFL. How about that?
In a nutshell.
Motherfuckers.
You see how the NFL. Shit. You see how the NFL took us to fuck the police? Like, wow. You see how we went there?
Like, I'm about to have a whole rap group based on the NFL.
That's what I'm saying. NWA, like, right? Are you still going to watch?
I mean,
is
it okay if I buy a Kaepernick jersey and watch?
Yes.
That's fine.
Okay, so if I buy a Kaepernick jersey and watch, it's cool, right?
As long as you buy it from Kaepernick.
As long as you take a picture of it. Every time you're watching the game, and you have to take a picture of the game
and post that shit.
You have to be next to the TV, and someone else has to post a picture of you with the jersey on physically. That's the only way. In all 16 weeks, you have to do that.
But it's the only way.
Then we're good.
If you buy a Colin Kaepernick San Francisco 49ers jersey, guess who's getting that money?
Who?
Is it Colin Kaepernick?
No,
a part of it.
Let's talk about that. So,
the 49ers.
What's the breakdown?
Who released Colin Kaepernick?
I don't know how that works.
What's that?
So, like you're saying, if I want to support Colin Kaepernick, buy his jersey. What's the financial breakdown?
And you spend $100, Colin Kaepernick probably get $25 of that.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
So, I just didn't get that shit bootleg or something.
Yeah, to your point. I want to look at the Beast Mode gear now. You know what I'm saying?
That's his shit, though.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. Yeah. So
if Kaepernick get one of his own, then yeah,
okay.
Buy one of his, but not an NFL one.
Yeah.
I mean, because I see a lot of people in my job, like a lot of black people all the time wearing Kaepernick jerseys.
No,
it's kind of contradictory, right?
No, Shane.
Yeah.
Sean, we got to talk about this because I heard some opposite arguments. Colin Kaepernick is just trash now. Is that a valid argument?
It's not that he's trash. It's just that he's good enough to be a fringe starter. He's not a star player. If he was as good as Cam Newton, he would still have a job. If he was good as
though Cam Newton went to the Super Bowl the year before last, what did he do last year?
But, I mean, if...
So I say his abilities offset each other, so he breaks even as an average football player.
Marshawn Lynch, for example. That is. Marshawn Lynch doesn't stand for the national anthem, but because he's one of the top running backs in the game, he's still going to have a job. And if you see in the media, they weren't trying to make a big deal about this. They were trying to sweep this under the rug. It's like, look, this is Marshawn Lynch right now.
Because it's Marshawn Lynch.
Exactly.
It's not because he's making a stand.
Yeah.
He's been making a stand throughout his career. Like, y'all.
Because he's such a good running back.
He's here, so I won't get fined.
Yep.
I'm just here so I won't get fired.
Exactly. Yeah.
So, and that's what they're playing on that. So it won't look as good when Marshawn does it, you know. But again, at the end of the day, if there's only two people in the league that's fucking with this, and then three of them is fucking with it, and one of them is out the league, then how we can do this? I got a perfect example, man. I got a thread on my phone that I talked to about eight of my homeboys, and we're talking about this Kaepernick bullshit, right? So we're like, okay, so what does Kaepernick need to do? One of my friends said, well, what do we need to do? What can we do to make the community better? What can we do to influence and do more? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Out of those eight people, two people responded back, and I was one of them. Bottom line is, we can talk about all of this, what we're going to do with all of this, but when it's time to stand up and when it's time to do something that's going to empower us or benefit us or stand together, it's only going to be a very small percentage of it. So everybody could talk it, but that action speaks louder than your voice. That's why I totally commend Kaepernick, because he hasn't said a word. And this whole offseason.
He's still living
this
life.
This whole
offseason.
This off
man
season.
Is overseas donating money right
yes.
now. I think he just donated a lot of money to what? Ganda? Uganda?
Yeah. Like he's been doing a couple of different things. Yeah. So, yeah. I follow one of the dudes that's doing it with him.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, his name is Shaka Bar. So, he out here, bruh.
Yeah.
He out here. You know what I'm saying? And I commend that, because he's putting in that action. You know, again, you ain't hear him say nothing. I haven't even heard. If anything, his agent is talking for him.
That's true.
You know what I'm
That's
saying?
True.
If anything, you
gotta
know.
Get him some play.
And I just commend him for not even saying anything about him. Oh, well, it's unfortunate that I'm not in the league right now. Or, you know, I want to get in the league. He didn't say that. Or, you know, I'm not even working on trying to get in the league. I'm focused on it. He didn't say nothing. So he's leaving it in limbo for everybody to make their own choice. You know what I'm saying? Which is, at the end of the day, beats everything that's going on. This injustice and all of this shit, because he's quiet. You know what I'm saying? And everything is going around this man who's just sitting here quiet, bruh. You know, so I love that point. I love the fact that, you know, everybody's just like, man, bullshit, man. What are you gonna do? What are you gonna do? And he's just giving money away.
Yeah,
he's just giving
like
money.
People begging for him more than he giving a damn about being in the NFL. Like, I think deep down inside, he like really like fucked the NFL.
Yeah,
right.
I actually read an article
too. He already made the choice, bro. He already made. If you was in the league, bro, and they didn't kick you out, but your contract was over, and but you already made that stand. Mm-hmm. In the back of your head, what's your next move for next season?
And I believe he had a chance to take $14 million as well, but he decided against that.
But after you make that stand, mm-hmm. what's your next move?
Some other that happened
in yourself.
That happened to me in real life. I got a job. Was like, yeah, we're gonna use you as needed basis. Never got called in again. I'm like, wait a minute, they're not calling me back to this little part time job. I better find another job.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So
it's like, I didn't get fired, quote unquote, but to your point,
they just ain't calling you.
Right. They just not going to call you. So you got to have.
What are you going to do next?
I don't know what Kaepernick is thinking. That's the great thing. But I just feel like he either had to make two choices. He had to be, after the season was over, mm-hmm. look, I'm just going to follow through with this injustice shit that I've been doing. And what it looks like is that's what he's doing. But everyone's still talking about him jumping in the league. You know what I'm saying? So it's just awesome the way someone can take a stand, bruh, and everybody is telling him what he should do, and he's just not saying nothing.
And I think the obvious thing we have to address, or just in terms of just the reality, is Charlottesville. I mean, when we talk about why is, oh, he's disrespecting the flag, or why are these athletes doing this? Just, you know, they just need to focus on football. Like, no. You know, what he's saying is, if you live in the United States and you're not perceived to be part of a certain group or whatever the case, you know, people will, you know, there was a reported beating and some others. Obviously, the dude who crashed his car into people.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I seen the video just yesterday. That shit was like, fuck, it was serious. Like,
man.
To see a car, like, people just go flying,
yeah.
Like, shit was like, wow.
And he was a 20-year-old, and he killed a paralegal woman, yeah. 32-year-old woman.
Yeah, so, you know, when you think about the responses that people have to, oh, Kaepernick needs to do X, Y, Z, it's like, this shit is reality.
What do we need to do? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Instead of pointing the finger at Kaepernick, let's point the finger at ourselves.
Entrepreneurship.
You know what I'm saying? Exactly. You know, but... Action. You know what I'm saying?
One thing I've been doing and been trying to do is actually, so I live in the city of Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
I said this on another podcast. I'm trying to attend the candidate events.
Okay.
It's hard. I've only been to one, but I'm
trying. What's a candidate event?
So at this last one, someone I knew, one of my old classmates, hosted one of the candidates at his house.
And invited, what kind of candidates? Talk to me now.
City of Atlanta. So the actual mayor candidate.
Oh, like a senator for a chair or chairman.
The mayor of Atlanta in November 2017.
Uh-huh.
That's the new race. Mayor Kasim Reed is done.
Yeah. Okay.
So there's going to be some new people coming in. I saw Kathy Willard. She was really cool. She's a short white lady.
Okay.
She was talking regular, not that heebie-jeebie shit.
Right.
You know, I hate to call you know, the politicians. We gonna do this. We gonna do that. It's like, bro, how? So just in terms of seeing people up close, I've been trying to actually do that, attend events, attended another event from a nonprofit organization with organizing. Hey, this is our agenda. We demand this from politicians. So trying to grassroots type shit.
Right.
Went to an affordable housing event a couple weeks ago just to kind of get in touch with that. Next Monday, there's like a sustainability event at the Center for Civic Innovation, downtown Atlanta. I've been trying to hit up these events. That's like my little after work type, after work and weekends.
Contribution wise.
Yeah, like my little time to try to get involved. You know
what I mean? Everybody is a soldier in this war.
Yeah.
Everybody. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna say I don't like politics, but I feel like there's more important things out here other than politics.
I mean, what else could I do?
No. Let me know. I'm saying is you're doing something that I'm not doing.
I got you.
You know what I'm saying? And that's superb because when I got questions, I could always be like, Chez, what the fuck going on, bro? I'd be like, Chez, you know, okay, so this is what I do. Mm-hmm. I love my black community. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I buy black. I find black businesses.
I live on Edgewood.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I do that. I do it intentionally, you know? But that's my contribution. You know what I'm saying? And there's a lot of people that want to buy black, but don't know how to buy black.
Don't know where.
Where and what companies and the quality and everything. That's where I come in. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, so you're the directory. You're like the human directory.
You're the media.
I'm the human directory, pretty much. You know what I'm saying? You know, so
apparel, everybody, soaps, all that.
Exactly. Food. Everybody has their own ability in this war, because in all reality, dog, we are in a fight against the white nationalists.
When the president of the United States, together. Like, I was so surprised when you get a softball, like President Trump, what's your response to the? You would just be like, I was just expecting him to say, it was disgraceful, blah blah blah. Motherfucker was like, well, you know. All sides.
All sides are bad.
It's like, what? These
criminals and thugs.
And then the thing is, his Twitter said the exact opposite. So you know his publicist has something to do with his Twitter, but then all of a sudden he's going to speak out and he's going to say all sides are bad.
I'm like, some dumb shit. Like, yeah. What side are you? I didn't.
It was like, damn, I told you not to talk.
It can't stop him. It can't stop him.
So when the president of the United States is literally struggling to just say straight up, neo-Nazis are bad, period. It's like, well, damn. Maybe I need to buy black. Maybe this is goes up.
You think?
Maybe, right? So maybe this goes up another level. Like, again, fortunately, I'm in the Old Fourth Ward in the city of Atlanta.
Right.
All that is close to me.
Mm-hmm.
This is, I have to put up little effort. But I know a lot of people, they have to go through more to do it. So I definitely agree. That's a great lane. That's
a good community, though, bro. I went to Grady High School right up the street from my
so, yeah. So, you know, all that. There's a lot of, you know, obviously the King Center, if you haven't been. Yeah.
It's a village, bro. Yeah. It's a community, man. Right. You know what I'm saying?
There's a lot of black
owners. It's gentrified.
Yeah.
Gentrified.
Yeah. I see it.
You know.
That's the vibe to work. I see it.
You know.
All the buildings being built, you know.
Yeah.
So as we close this out, because we're going into our political, and we still got to bring that back around, but I'm going to close on Sean's point is we could talk about this shit all day long.
Yeah.
We could just talk. But what is your contribution? What is your contribution other than saying, I'm turning the TV off and not looking at sports?
My contribution.
It's more than that.
Yeah.
It's going to have to be more than that.
I think you got to just, you know, brighten the next mind. You know, like, once we pass on, bro, it's gonna be somebody else that's gonna try to do the same shit that we doing, bro. So you know it's like inspiring the youth.
Yeah, you gotta.
We need
you,
to prevent future.
But you gotta do it now.
No, no, no.
Exactly.
We gotta do it.
We gotta prevent future Ezekiel Elliott's
not to do the damn shit.
Crop tops, messing with these crazy white women,
eating confetti.
It's like. The red flags were there. You know what I'm saying? Like high school, most voted to be popular class clown. Most voted to be ketchup red cakes. Ezekiel fucking Elliott. So I agree. We got to bright your minds.
Oh, the youth.
First off, we just got to tell them like, oh, okay. I don't want to bring race. Play off the white women, please. Oh, no.
Yeah, you know what? That's a whole nother topic.
Bro,
right there.
Oh no! I get it. The reason why I say that's a whole nother topic because
the man got because I got a black big baller brand hat on.
And he got a white wife.
Yeah.
So he's still doing it for his family, but I personally haven't seen him do it for the community.
Exactly.
It's still a black business. You know what I'm saying? But he's not. He's not taking his wife isn't taken away from what he's doing either. You know what I'm saying?
Is he married to a?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's married to a white. All of his kids white.
That's why I didn't want to say it because I know it's going to like make it to like all white women. But I mean, no, just because I know like some athletes don't pigeonhole and say like, oh, I only date white women or stuff like that.
Right.
That's
it's a mind thing.
Mentality.
Exactly.
That's a self-hating mentality.
Yeah. Right. So it's like they're too good.
And it's like the white woman they date is not like the white woman that likes them for them. That's LeVar Ball.
Right. Right. You
know, they're both basketball players. So they had that connection. Like Ezekiel Elliott, I'm pretty sure that white woman just liked him for his status because he's Ezekiel Elliott.
That's what I mean.
If he was Ezekiel Elliott, the not football player, if he was Ezekiel Elliott, the average college kid, would she be with them?
Get you a little hood, you know, snowflake. You know?
Exactly. So if you want to date other race, you got to find someone that's like you for you.
For the moment, hey, this is the last thing I'm going to say. These young black men are lazy. Especially when it comes to these black women. These black women are very strong. And these young black men are too lazy to have to want to deal with
to build
anything when it comes to black women because it's too much of a challenge for them.
My young black brother. Not all young black men right now.
Not all.
Majority. We're going to put it in the majority.
But the ones that don't like themselves and the ones that only date outside of their only day,
it's a lot.
Outside of their,
you know, you see a lot of that only like mixed women, only like this. You know what I'm saying?
Though, what about making the world brown? You know, you can't have racism.
The world's already brown, bruh. world been brown since before we was here. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I see it both ways too.
The world started brown. Yeah. No, actually black. It just got brown.
I mean, right. It just started fading.
Started black.
Talk all this UPS podcast. LOL.
Yeah. So.
Oh, man.
We're taking off. So, but thanks. Thank you very much.
All right, Mike, this is a question.
What?
Are we going to do another NFL podcast? We only got one person at the table who's going to actually watch it.
Hey, who is that? Who is that person?
You, dude.
I mean, y'all just going to single me. Wait, so you ain't going to watch it?
Singing you out.
You got the Falcons shirt on. You ain't going to watch it?
See, that's the thing.
Trap Farmer.
I'm already in Atlanta. I'm pretty
don't
sure
you
I.
Me
I,
out here. I know I'm not the only one.
You're a Patriots fan.
I'm not the only one in this room now.
But nah, this the thing, bro. Like, I live in Atlanta. We just got a big ass dome.
Okay. All right. We just won a Super Bowl championship. Can I just go cold turkey after that? No.
That's the quote of the podcast. We can't top that. We just got a big ass dome.
We
just got a big ass championship. You know, can I just stop? Like,
you know, this dome ain't going to seat itself. So, you know, I want to contribute to the Atlanta contribution.
That's your contribution to your community.
Like I'm saying.
Because Atlanta's so important to me and our community in Atlanta, you know, so this Mercedes Stadium.
I got stock in.
I'm on my diet, but I still got to eat my fried chicken. I mean,
man,
that's the culture I grew up on.
It's going to be hard.
Fried chicken. I'm on my diet.
It's going to be hard, bro.
I'm on my herbs. I'm on my salads. But I mean, if I see Chick-fil-A, I'm going to stop by. I'm going to get me a number two.
I won't buy tickets. I won't buy tickets to a game.
You got the typical.
I will not buy tickets to a game.
You just kept saying chicken from the start to the end, yo.
Like real talk, I'm a pescatarian right now, my
pescatarian.
We're all not typical church chicken.
That's because we're brown in this room. Don't mean
my sister a pescatarian. But how long did it take you to become pescatarian? It was hard, right?
No,
it was hard.
It took like it was fast. I just stopped eating other shit.
Well, you're not the majority black. People are dealing with.
Whoa.
I'm just saying. Oh, I'm not trying to bring a stereotype here.
Yes, you did.
So wait.
You're not the typical black guy.
So
you sound like a straight college white dude.
So
right
let's rewind the tape.
You're not my typical black friend.
So let's stop attacking the white woman, and let's talk about watermelon, chitlins.
Past the liquor store.
Hey, I don't do all that.
Mad dog.
But I know I eat my fried chicken. I used to live in New York. I couldn't stay away from the fried chicken there because it wasn't as good. When I came back down south, back down home, I saw that chicken.
Wait. You were in New York, New York?
Mrs. Winters, yeah.
All those delicious cuisine options and your ass ate fried chicken.
And I didn't care for it. I was like, I don't care about these pizzas. I don't care about these calzones. I don't care about these pastas. Where my chicken at?
Start the Italian jokes now. You know, goddamn.
We have so many podcasts that we need to do from this podcast.
Yeah,
we need to do a food podcast, a dating podcast, a fucking
a chicken podcast.
A chicken podcast. We need chicken too. A race podcast, obviously.
That's what's up. Man.
Damn.
So let's close the night out.
Yeah.
Appreciate the participation. So many goddamn topics going on. But the last thing is, what's your contribution? Not just the talk. We're here talking, but what's your contribution?
Well, I guess I'll start.
No. I don't want to answer right now. Okay, but yeah, we ain't going to get into another conversation.
I'm going to be a little more serious on this one. I want to start since, you know, I got the platform as well, my own podcast, The Unemployed Sports Report, straight from the unemployment line, and FTI from the ATL, F the Industry, which is kind of rebellious and pro-black as well.
Ooh.
So,
well, I'm kind of, start. Kind of.
Black power
with
right
an
there,
asterisk beside it.
So, I like that.
Kind of.
What I'm going to start is I'm going to use that podcast to raise awareness. I mean, also feature on another podcast called Black and Black, you know, like black and rice, black and fish, black and black. So I'm going to use that to just relate a message. What I was saying on here, how like sports athletes get brainwashed and thinking their sport is the end all be all.
Yeah.
They'll learn other things in life.
White women.
I would say don't date other races just for the wrong reasons.
That's pretty good.
Yes. See, I'm trying to get serious right
there
now.
You go.
So, So I just use my platform to speak on these issues. And even though, you know what, I'll try not to watch the NFL. I'll try. It's gonna be hard.
Right. It's gonna be hard.
It's gonna be a process, but I'll try. But if I'm watching the NFL, I'm gonna speak on these little aspects that I see here and there.
So basically, we saying black people get your ass up, go out speaking to the community, you know, go to the Boys and Girls Club in your local neighborhood, and, you know, just talk about politics and shit, you know. Cool. Like,
that's real, though.
Don't forget that shit.
Right.
Because that's important.
Because the shit is the most important.
The shit is important. That's the most important.
We got the second best quote of the podcast. Go in the Boys and Girls Club. Talk about politics and shit, I guess.
We got a big ass dome.
We got a big ass dome.
Hey,
right. Politics and
shit.
Hey,
I would stop watching football, but we got big ass dome.
Man. Cool. So, welcome to the Wall Podcast. Follow them.
Go to the IG.
On YouTube, IG.
Stop being Welcome to the Wall Podcast, everything.
Bougie Black Brother, Bougie Black Bro. Follow us. They on everything. Spreaker, iTunes, Google Play. We just said the
Employed Sports Report.
Employed Sports Report.
Straight from the unemployment line. Follow me on SoundCloud. Also follow FTR from the ATL. Going to get some more episodes
saved.
Then
pick up the Chance the Rapper.
Also, shout out to Chance the Rapper. And also follow Black and Black. Like I said, Black and Fish, but Black and Black. So follow that. That's more into politics and then more black issues. So, you know.
Hitting gyms.
Catch me my progressive shit, you know.
That's our new podcast. Sean doing some great interviews
with a lot of activists, black ran companies, fantastic interviews. You need to hear it. There's people out here who's looking after each and every one of us and not wanting to get their name out to say, look at me, look at me, look at me. Kind of really important. We had a great one this morning. So look out for Hidden Gems.
All right. Yeah.
We out here in these streets, man. We out here in these streets. Y'all need to come out here and see us.
Cool. Thank you so much. That was Hardwood and End Zones. Not sure when we're going to come back, but most likely we will. Peace.